Sputnik 1 lasted about a year before it re-entered Earth's atmosphere and burned up. But thousands of other objects we've launched into space don't do that. They just hang out in orbit, spinning around the Earth until they possibly hit something. A lot of you saw the Oscar-winning movie Gravity. Is it only a matter of time before space junk threatens space travelers?
There's about 5,000 objects and large objects in Earth orbit, and there's only about 1,000 that are functioning. You got a bunch of electronics up there. You got rocket engines that have to be used to put the object in orbit. I published my paper in 1978 on which led to this Kessler syndrome name. It's a cascading phenomena in the sense that when things break up, they produce both a very large distribution of small fragments and a smaller number of larger fragments. And those larger fragments are still large enough to go on and hit a satellite and totally break it up. And so it cascades into an increasing number of collisions with time. It's a slow process. It's not something that would normally happen as quickly as demonstrated in the movie Gravity, but it's still a real process. The film illustrated the larger fragments breaking things up, but at the same time, there would have been a lot more small fragments doing things like penetrating the suits and causing leaks, or penetrating the capsules that the astronauts were in, causing leaks, making them uninhabitable. So, and that would be a much more probable thing to happen, actually, than the cascading that's shown. The space station was one of the first vehicles to be designed to be protected against orbital debris. And consequently, they had to, in order to get the safety that they wanted, they had to add shielding to all the habitation modules. And that shielding is to protect them against roughly marble-sized objects traveling at about 10 kilometers per second. They also had to worry about the larger stuff that would totally break up the space station if it were hit by a satellite. And so they do collision avoidance in order to avoid that. But there is a region between the 1 centimeter and the roughly 10 centimeter, which is the largest thing that they can track, where the space station is totally vulnerable. There's nothing they can do. They can't see it coming. They can't maneuver to get out of the way. And if it were to hit a module, it would be catastrophic to the people inside that module.